Equipped with knee pads and trowels, 3 dozen volunteers helped replant native plants near Lucky Peak in March. Samantha Wright reports that Idaho Fish and Game relies on hundreds of these volunteers for their habitat restoration program.
Carrying sagebrush and bitterbrush seedlings, a dedicated group of volunteers gave a helping hand to birds and animals by planting the native species over 700 acres that a wildfire burned last year. The goal was to jumpstart nature's recovery in this critical mule deer wintering area that's near Idaho Highway 21. Brian Pearson is a public information specialist with Fish and Game. He says this is just one of many projects that taps volunteers to restore habitat. He says the program could not succeed without them.
I think that, you know, these volunteers make a huge, huge difference.
Fish and Game's volunteer program began in 1990. In a typical year, 1,500 people volunteer. A number of them are regulars. Pearson says those folks who keep coming back are critical to the program and often act as team leaders.
And what's great about these people who come out year after year is really we can send them out there and know that they know what they should be doing. And so it really kind of takes a little bit of pressure off of us.
Some volunteer for a short period. Others help out for up to 50 days a year. Pearson says many volunteers make friends while they take an active role in wildlife management. I'm Samantha Wright, Boise State Public Radio News.